Well, we're kicking off Art Week here on Northland Morning. The way we always do, KUMD is the official radio station of, is it the 45th annual Park Point Art Fair? How about that? And we continue our celebration the way we always do with conversations with some of our wonderful local artists who are going to be exhibiting at the Park Point Art Fair coming up this weekend. Douglas Becker has over 20 years of glassblowing experience, and he focuses his designs on capturing the fluid movement of molten glass. One of those weeks when you really, really wish this was television just a little bit. Douglas Becker joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Nice to have you on the line with us this morning.
Thank you.
Let's start with kind of a general description of your work. If you were, like, on the radio, for example, and people couldn't actually see your work, how would you describe it to them?
I would describe it as bright, vivid colors with lots of movement and life to it. The material I work with has a motion and a movement and a life when I'm working with it, and I try to capture that in the final pieces and convey that, you know, life of the material.
I watched a YouTube video about a glass blower, and I thought to myself, not only did he make it look so easy and just like magic, but I thought to myself, how much, you know, attempted effort, I don't even want to say failure, but I mean, how often did he have to try and practice to get that good? When you make a mistake...
Well, the mistakes are common, and they're not mistakes. They're just steps in learning. I mean, you don't look at them as a negative thing. You look at it as, I've learned and I've progressed from that, and, you know, you go forward from there. So it's a forward movement, and every piece you do, you learn something and gain something from, even if it's small as a little ornament or a bird to... You know, a piece that I've worked on for, you know, say 4 days and you lose it, you know, and the piece breaks. I mean, it's glass and it does have a limited life and, you know, I'm just there trying to stop it from doing that. So they're really not mistakes. You know, I don't ever look at them as a mistake. So,
but if you're,
and I mean, it's like watching any professional in their field. I mean, like a dancer. I mean, they make it look so fluid and easy. You know, and that's the same way with glass blowing. Somebody who's practiced at it, the steps look real fluid.
But when other folks are doing their jobs and practicing, they're not running the risk of being burned by really hot glass.
Yeah, well, you learn real quick what to touch and what not to, you know, and there's just so many places where you can go wrong, I mean, and make a mistake, and, you know, again, you learn from that and hopefully don't, you know, hurt yourself too bad, you know. I mean, even, you know, any job requires some, you know, dangerous part. I mean, even driving to work nowadays is dangerous.
Boy, that is very true. That is very true. Doug, as you've been exhibiting your work, and you have the opportunity to interact a lot with the public, what is something that you maybe would like somebody to ask you about, but you have never been asked about your art?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know, why do I keep doing it? Would be a good question, I guess.
Doug, why do you keep doing your art?
Well, it's, you know, it's become a part of my life, and, you know, it's something that you, as an artist, you know, have to do. I mean, you feel an urge and a drive to continue to, you know, progress in your work and continue to stay at something you've invested that amount of time into. You know, actually, I've been involved with it for 35 years. I've been working with the glass. So, you know, it's become an integral part of me. So, I mean, that's the drive is there for me to keep doing that. And every day that I'm able to go back into my shop, I feel like I've succeeded, you know, and that's a, you know, a very positive step in the right direction.
So, again, as you have been exhibiting and you've had the opportunity to interact with the public, and sometimes, you know, eavesdrop on the public as they're wandering through looking at your pieces and you're sitting there quietly kind of observing, what is the most interesting comment that you've ever heard or overheard about your work?
Oh, gosh, another hard question. It seems to make people happy. I mean, and that's, you know, kind of what I've striven for, you know, is that somebody can enjoy a piece of my glass. And, you know, it's just a instant positive feedback, you know, at an art fair, you know, and that's always good, you know. Sometimes you'll hear people say price is, you know, an issue, but they don't understand the total process that went into that piece or the four pieces that it took to get that one individual piece, you know. So, I mean, and the people that do, you know, don't question the price. So, I mean, you know, it's always interesting the comments you get, and I've always done the art fairs for that instant feedback. It's, you know, and the interaction with the customer, it's one of our most unique things as an artist to be able to sell something to someone. I mean, when do you get a chance to meet the person that made what you're buying?
Exactly. And when do you get a chance to meet the person who's going to take it home and enjoy it in their home?
Right. Yep. So it's a you know, very fun transaction with the customers and the people that are looking at my work.
Douglas, thank you so very much for joining us this morning and talking about your art. It was great to have you with us.
Yeah, you bet. And everybody come out and check out the Park Point Show. It's my second year there, and I really enjoyed the first year and got an award, Best of Glass. So it's a great event. Come on out and enjoy it. And hopefully we'll have a beautiful weekend.
Let us hope so. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Douglas Becker, our guest this morning. He's been working with glass for over 20 years, and you can find his website at lakesuperiorartglass.com. We'll get a link set up on our website. He joined us this morning as our guest on Art Week here on KUMD.